Yeah, yeah.
What up, what up, what up? It's a Diz What It Is podcast, man. I'm the world famous DJ Diz. I got my right hand man, Southside Seas, with me in the building. And today, our special guest, the one and only Mr. Terrell Online, Mr. Red Cup Gang himself.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like gang gang.
It's gonna be an exciting episode, man. It's gonna be a dope episode. Don't ask me why I'm wearing sunglasses. I'm not high. and nobody beat me up. I got a little cut on my eye. So, you know what I mean? The lights and cameras and all that, you know, fuck with the kid. But it's going to be definitely a dope episode, man. We got a lot of shit to unpack. A lot of things happened this week. So I'm going to start off with you. Southside Seas, how was your week, kid?
Yo, the week was good, man. The week was good. Weather wasn't dreary. Wasn't great. You know what I mean? But it was a good week, man. You know me. My motto, get some money, stay out the way.
Factoroni, facts. Mr. Terrell Online.
What's going on, man?
Yo, you the busiest dude I know right now in hip hop, man.
It's a fact.
So just give me a little bite of what your week was like, man.
Okay. So this week we got this event coming up Tuesday.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The private screening for the documentary. So we was doing the planning for the event. So I'm on conference calls all day with my team. And then I gotta cut that off and I gotta go hit the streets. And what that is, I take my music, the CDs, I take the clothes. Set up a table on the boardwalk. Don't walk past me because I'm coming for you. You know what
grind.
I mean?
Right.
I seen people. I just came from Venice Beach, man. The whole crew was out there, and we definitely seen people out there grinding, and it's nonstop. How was that for you? You know what I mean?
At first, it was a battle. Now, it's I turned into a skill, so I don't even think about it too much. It's when I start, I'm a different person. I ain't the same person you talk to.
That's what it is, man. I appreciate
that's crazy.
It,
that's
I told
crazy.
You. I told you
that's
I was grinding, proud of man. You already. You know what I mean? You
I
know, we go back
it,
to the Hot 91 days and all that, man. So I'm definitely proud of you, man, and what you're doing.
I done pulled up on you in so many clubs, man.
Oh, man. You and Batman. Shout out to Batman in the building as well, man.
Yeah, though.
Dark Knight ENT.
Dark Knight ENT definitely coming through. He hit me up and was like, yo, Rel's coming back. He's coming from LA. He's been out here grinding. And, first thing he do when he touch down on the streets gonna come to the Diz What It Is podcast and represent.
Yeah,
so I appreciate
that's
y'all
love.
For coming through.
That's no I'm honored for it.
It's real. I'm glad to be here.
Definitely.
I get to see my homies. Come on now.
Man, that's crazy. Just like you were saying, you say you touched down. You was in LA 2 days ago, you said?
Yeah, I left at 11 p.m. I woke up at 11 a.m. No, not 11, 6 a.m. in Fort Lauderdale. I had a 3-hour layover and I woke up in Richmond. I got the run. I tried to get the runner. Then I had to go back and get the runner again later. So we was moving. I've been moving nonstop. I got a hotel. I don't remember sleeping though.
But that's crazy. That's crazy. That's grinding, grind. People.
Yeah, you got to have your red cup full of Red Bull probably. You
that's
know
a fact.
Mean? When you're making moves like that, for sure. But it's been a crazy week for me too, man. Ups and downs. I want to give a big shout out to my pops, man. My pops' birthday was on Thursday. You know what I mean?
Big up, big up.
68
tell him
years
I said
old.
Happy belated, man.
Yeah, definitely. We all going to say it right now. All right, peace to my pops, man.
Birthday.
On top of that, man, it's been crazy in the media. I know y'all been seeing a lot of shit going on with Kirk Franklin and Kanye and all that shit. Where you want to start? See what you see this week.
It's never been an issue for me to cuss my kids out.
Nah.
So if you got a problem with a man cussing his kids out because they was disrespectful, then fuck you. That's how I feel about that.
Oh man. See, you're already disrespectful. I ain't gonna no, but this real.
Don't tell
shit,
me about my kids, B.
Did you hear anything? You hear anything about that, Kirk Franklin?
So I skimmed it. I ain't gonna lie to you, but from what my man just said, my kids and how I reprimand them or don't reprimand them, my business.
Show business,
facts.
B.
That's facts. But when you're a celebrity, though, that shit changed, right?
You're on a different forum. You're on a worldwide forum at that point. But that was up to the kid to release that. He put in. What your mom used to tell you? What happened in his house?
Stay in his house. Yeah,
he put it out there.
My mom used to dare me to call CPT.
Call him. You going with him. That's
exactly.
What she used to tell me. You going with him.
You better
don't worry
alive
about
when they get here.
That's a fact. Your mom going to jail, but you could be dead. You could see.
That's a fact. They're not going to get you. You know what I mean?
Nah, real shit, though, man. So I did see that, Kirk Franklin called his son a bitch ass nigga. And
sometimes you need to hear
the
truth.
Sometimes that shit is necessary.
I mean, but what if you're a bitch ass nigga though? If you're a bitch ass nigga and I call you a bitch ass nigga, am I wrong?
As a father to son, is that the words, the vocabulary you really want to use for it?
Sometimes my son be
you got
acting
two
like
sons.
A bitch ass nigga.
Listen, you got two sons.
I don't
sons.
Know, man.
Listen,
sometimes nigga acting like
that. Now,
bro,
now listen, now you.
I don't know.
I love you, boy. I love you, boy.
You got two sons.
Yes,
if
got
your
two
wife,
sons.
If your wife caught you calling your oldest son or your youngest son that, how would she feel? She gonna feel like she gonna be on you after that.
Yeah, it's gonna get crazy.
Exactly.
Nah, I mean, I feel like me personally, I feel like I've called my son a bitch ass nigga, but in a nice way.
No.
Did you change your tone or something?
Yeah, yeah. You have to. You call a bitch ass nigga, you say, yo, stop doing that weird shit, nigga. You know what I mean? Something like that. You know some weird shit, nigga.
Nah.
I don't be like, I never call him a bitch. Because I feel like if you call a kid a bitch, like
you're greedy already for
yeah,
you, man.
You carrying him like he a man. He not a man, so I don't call him a bitch ass nigga.
Green
say,
for calling
that weird shit
weird.
Be. Go with that weird shit be.
I'ma be real with you. You calling somebody weird hurt a little to the soul.
Yeah, that hurt.
They be trying to figure out what you mean. Like,
yeah, like what you mean I'm weird? You call me a weirdo?
I don't ever call him a weirdo.
From the man that's supposed to love me the most.
Never called him a weirdo, but I tell him that shit you're doing is weird, B.
You green.
Stop that weird shit, B.
Nah, don't do that, man. Yeah,
that's a supplement for the bitch ass nigga.
He gonna get 21 and he need counseling and shit, man. Pops called me a weirdo all my life.
Oh, man.
Not even.
So that shit happened this week. And then Kanye. Y'all heard about this Kanye shit? The richest man in America? Y'all heard about that?
I didn't hear about that. They tried to retract it too and say it was wrong. But was it? I don't know. Listen,
we don't know the facts here. I don't check nobody else's money on Instagram posts.
Don't be the truth to me. So
it's some rich people in America, fam. And they Kanye on the top of.
He's like six. It says 6.6 billion.
He's on the top of the 1%.
Yeah, they said 6.6 billion is his estimated. He's the richest black man in America.
Is this projected income or actual assets?
American history. All I got to say is congrats.
Okay,
to
this
black
is projected
race,
income.
You know what I mean?
Over how long?
Well, they're talking about what they think
he's going to make
everything
he
has plus
the
Yeezy Gap deal.
Yeah. Okay, so but he's still making billions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen. Let's congratulate like black greatness.
Yeah, man. Let's give a round of applause.
Whether it's 1 billion or 6 billion, yo, salute. Because that put him over Jay. Jay just got to a Billy combined, come with his wife, So
yeah.
He got Jay,
but is Jay shit more significant?
Jay a little cleaner.
What do you mean?
That's what it said.
I like Jay's billion.
What signifies cash?
I like Jay's billion better than I like Kanye's billion. That's what I'm gonna say.
Oh, come on, B. We
keep it 100.
I do not endorse that statement.
See, look, I can't say I like the billion better. I can say I like how Jay move better.
I like how Jay move.
Yeah.
Period. Jay move like he earned that Billy.
Jay make announcements.
Kanye got his Billy off white kids buying Yeezys. Let's keep it 1,000. Let's keep it 1,000 right now.
We got
to
talk about that.
1,000, right? You got to repair right now, sound man. You got to speak.
I'm not hating.
Jay made
his money. Jay made his money with a combined income with his whiz. Kanye did this solo.
Hold on.
This is combined with Kardashian money.
Hold on.
This Kardashian money too. Okay. All right. I retract that statement.
Retract that. Walk it back, nephew.
Don't forget there is a divorce pending.
Jay's is dolo. Jay's Billy is dolo. Okay. So Kanye's is combined with the Kardashian.
That's dolo too.
Okay. So he still got Jay beat.
But Kardashian might get a piece of that.
You know, I mean, she called it quits.
What you say?
Come on, bro.
What you say? What the lawyer do is totally
Kanye
different.
Is the only nigga I ever heard rap about a prenup. I know he got one.
Lies.
He crazy enough to do it.
Nobody that ever married a Kardashian
clan. I don't
think
he crazy enough to get Kim to sign one.
Yo, nobody that married a Kardashian clan has a prenup. You got that fucked up, sir.
I don't know, B. They've been ruining niggas for decades.
Them. Who's the mom? Mom's teaching them proper.
She owned the paparazzi.
She's teaching them proper. You know what I'm saying? They ain't no prenups getting signed. You got it fucked up. It's Kardashian clan.
Bro. Man, back to this Jay thing. Kanye made sneakers. He had the music. He's popping. I like how Jay moves. He's on champagne. I feel like Yeezys versus the, what was those? The Sean Carter joints was what?
Nah, Pumas? Don't do that.
They Pumas?
Don't do that to
yo,
the S dots.
Time out.
Don't do that to the S dots, yo. Don't do me.
Before you even do that, though, Jay didn't design those sneakers. I want you to know that.
Facts.
Okay. You know what I mean? Jay,
they got released.
He sold them.
They
he
got sold released. Them. He wore them shits.
Jay's a businessman.
He sold them.
Yo, I mean, he didn't design them. I follow Jay's business motto. I like what he does as a businessman. So I'm not hating on Kanye's billion at all. Let me just clarify that. I fuck with Jay. Nice. Super tough. He's one of my favorite artists of the new millennium. For real. He came out ever since he came out 03. So since 2000, Kanye's probably been my favorite artist of all time.
Yeah.
Why would you get corner hate over the jump, man? I'm getting corner hate from my man Vegan Boss.
Listen, you gotta understand the real reason the Yeezy rival to Jordan, because Jordan really ain't in the market no more.
Wait a minute, Jordan's not a part of Jay's on my feet.
Listen to what I'm saying though. Like Yeezy is active in culture.
Oh yeah, like that. I agree.
Jordan ain't talked about basketball.
Jordan's still wearing dad jeans.
I mean, but his sneaker is a staple of the culture, so he don't got to be vocal, bro.
Nah, he's still wearing dad jeans.
If Jordan step out, he can promote them shoes.
He could.
If he wanted to.
He could.
Yeah. Jordan wearing cowboy boots, yo.
I'm just saying.
I seen the greatest of all time with some cowboy boots and some dad jeans on the court.
I don't know about the dad jeans part. I've seen some dope ass cowboy.
You seen how Tom Brady dressed, right?
I don't believe that.
But Michael Jordan had the crease going down the dad jeans too.
Yeah, but I mean? He dressed like
it was starched up.
So like you know he ironed them shits himself.
Hey man,
I don't know. I ain't want to get on him yet, man. I ain't want to get him because we talking music, so I want to stay on the music tip.
Right.
We didn't really get a chance to talk about Drake's NFT that came out a couple weeks ago. You know what I mean? We was going to talk about it last week.
That was crazy.
How do y'all feel about the Drake joint? You like Drake's three-piece?
Okay, so I listened to it. Like, musically, like, it's Drake. Like, I'm going to be real with you. I have to listen to it the third time. Like, it's there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Compared to his other stuff. And like, it's hard to compare music because like music for me is momentary. Mm. Like whatever going on in my life, if that's the album that spoke to that moment, it, you know what I mean, whatever that moment significance to my life is,
right, could be where it stands in the album that's
right now.
Than that
exactly,
album.
Right now where I'm at. Okay. It ain't bad music, but it don't for me. It don't hit like a Take Care or whatever. Mm. Whatever. But it's a 3-pack. It's not the album. So like,
see, you know what I mean. You feel some way about this 3-pack joint? What's up?
I liked it. I don't think it should have got, you know, top three joints in the country.
It's Drake.
But it's dope music. It's dope music. I like it. I've been listening to it. Like, I mean, he'll never fail us.
I feel like Drake is always going to give you a top three joint. No matter what he drops, it's going to be top three. He's going to sell.
Lyrics
going
to be crazy. They're going to be up to date. They're going to be on time. He's going to have somebody significant with him. And he always make great music with Ross. So that's like,
can I ask y'all a question though?
Go ahead.
Being that big, shooting at that many people at one time, playing percentages, you think he can miss?
No.
I think that's why he's dropping the strategy's best.
I'm saying it's too many. I think he got too big of a fan base for it really to be like a Drake song miss. Where you're like, eh.
That's like, why he's teasing us with these 3-packs. It's like the second or third one he done gave us, right? You know what I mean? So how do y'all even feel about that? Like, I know I get it. The NFT thing is popping, and we'll dive into what NFT means and what it's about. But I know that artists are trying to make big on their records and, you know, small records. So a three track album. How do you feel about that? Like, this is, you know,
I feel
he
like
teasing
he
us.
He maximizing on profits as well. You know what I mean?
Give us
he
the
keeping
album.
It, he keeping you intrigued. Listen. If this shit was good. That was good though. So I want some more. So I'm gonna maximize this little package that I put out here right now, and you're gonna come back when I put the key out.
You gotta understand what that was though. He dropped a track with Lil Baby. He dropped a track Gross, and he dropped a track by himself. Mm-hmm. This ain't nothing but here. Y'all be quiet for a while.
Hey,
I'm gonna drop songs with
shit.
The hottest that's out.
Drake,
and when I feel like
it.
I'm ready, I'm gonna come for y'all because y'all waiting on me. That's I'm not waiting on y'all.
But Drake normally does that, and maybe my man Vegan Vibes gonna call me a hater again. But I always see Drake when it's time for him to drop an album, he goes to who's hot in the game right now and makes a record with them.
Smart.
He's not dropping a whole album, but he's giving us a little 3-pack with Lil Baby, who's the hottest young artist right now, and then he's giving us a track with Rick Ross, who in our age demographic is the hottest artist. So he can't lose, like, you know what I mean? I think that's a cheat code.
Rick Ross is definitely not the hottest in our age bracket.
He don't fall off.
I felt like he went with somebody that he cooks real well with, and
that somebody in our age demographic was going to appreciate.
You see, I think you got to look into the methodology of it though. Like, if you drop with the hottest artist, I'm Drake. Anything I drop, what you gonna go gold? Gonna go platinum? So you like, oh shit, Drake, whatever you want. I'm gonna give you a verse. I'm gonna give you a hook.
Yeah,
because I know it's gonna do whatever and whatever. You see what he did for Dirk?
Mm-hmm.
Dirk out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Is that a cheat code for Drake to do something with the whoever's popping right
it's
now?
It's a cheat code for whoever artist can jump on that train. Mm-hmm.
Anything he jump on, go, you know, and then later on platinum. So it's been, you know, okay, I don't care what you put out with Drake. It could be trash. Like that Draco the Ruler record is not my favorite that he did with Drake, but it's on radio in L.A. They play it like damn near 3 times an hour.
You're right.
And don't nobody in L.A. really know who Draco the Ruler is.
How y'all feel about anybody in the audience feel like Drake teasing us and y'all want a Drake album already?
You don't want to keep saying you're teasing us. We know. We understand the strategy.
Marketing 101.
See, Batman knows something that we don't know. You know what I mean? He always come with that record executive lingo that, you know, he knows shit that we don't know. So emails, he's like, yeah, he getting emails. He in the email right now. Like, yeah, you know.
So, but I mean, with that said, I feel like all three of those songs kind of go into the same bag. And if that ain't the bag of the album, what are we looking for? Because I don't want to hear another fucking Marvin's Room.
He's teased us with the album.
I don't
want to
hear no singing shit.
Lover Boy.
You put out three spitting records. I don't want to hear no singing shit, bro.
That's why, because
I don't want to hear no, oh, you finally brought Rihanna out to give us a record shit. I don't want
that. That's what you about to get.
I don't want that.
That's what you about to get.
I read an article.
Yeah. Right. He got to release them some kind of way.
So he's going to pick three records that's hard that we know undeniably going to do something on the chart. Right.
Okay.
But like you said, to hold us over.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, because like none of them, the album's gonna be called Certified Lover Boy. Ain't no love in those tracks.
That's what I'm saying.
Definitely wasn't.
You think you're not about to get a Lover Boy? You gonna get a full Lover Boy album when Drake shit drops.
I don't want that.
He's singing
shit,
on every record.
I don't want that singing shit.
Better enjoy these three pieces with sweet and sour sauce.
To the girl
sauce
next
then,
to him,
nigga.
Like play that singing shit.
Fuck her too. I don't want to hear that singing shit.
Hey, you better
give me
enjoy
lyrics,
this three piece nugget because he's gonna come with the singing records every joint. You already know. The highlight of my week, I don't know if it's a highlight of yours, but why we still on music, but the highlight of my week was the Raekwon versus Ghostface last night.
That was big. That was great for hip-hop.
Did you catch? I know you on a plane and all that. You might not have caught it.
I missed it. Last thing I seen anything with TV was LeBron get hurt, and I don't want to have no more conversation about that.
Hey, man, look. You a rapper. You an MC. You a hip-hop head. You would enjoy every minute of this versus battle last night with Raekwon and Ghostface Killah, arguably two of the best from the Wu-Tang Clan. But
I don't have no doubts in that, man.
What's crazy about the whole joint is like them being as close friends as it was still a great competitive match. You know what I'm saying? These niggas was still talking shit. Niggas was, you know what I mean? Ghost was extra fly. Shout out to whoever made that red jacket. I need one. That shit was crazy.
So who won, C? You watched the whole joint?
No, I didn't, but I'm still giving it to Ghost.
You're bugging. Yo, bugging.
Still giving it to Ghost, B. Tony Starks.
Ghostface.
Listen, Tony Starks is arguably my favorite member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, you know, Ghostface, my nigga. Y'all fuck with Ghost real tough. But at one point in time, Raekwon was my favorite rapper of all time. Okay. He was my favorite. Real.
Yo, shout out to Raekwon pants, too. Them shits was ugly as fuck.
Yeah, the dad jeans with the book bags on them. He was getting killed.
You too bow-legged for them pants, God.
Nah, listen. at one point in time, Raekwon was my favorite rapper of all time. And I remember getting his autograph back in like 94. My sister used to work at Foot Locker and shit.
Got it?
No, I don't. But I still got the memory, which is, you know what I mean? I definitely still got the memory, you know what I mean? But Raekwon edged him. Okay. He edged him, man. I told Voss this earlier today. Raekwon edged him by like a few to me. Because Ghostface dropped like three R&B joints in a row, and Ray was still hitting him with that fire. So,
but I mean, they made so much great music together, and I know that was showcased. So that's kind of a give and take situation.
Yeah,
how do you gauge those records? Versus. You said if Ray was on the record and Ghostface had the second verse and he played that record, then that's a win for Ray.
Yeah, that is. If Ghostface played a record and Ray wants
like,
it off.
You want to compare the verses? Huh? Compare the verses?
I'm comparing the verses.
Like just because he went first,
did Ice Cream together, and I'm comparing the verses. You know what I mean? They even brought Capadonna out for the Ice Cream joint, too.
Okay.
That was fine. They brought a couple Wu-Tang members out. I saw Unexpected Deck come out. I saw Master Killer come out.
Ghost verse was the best on Ice Cream.
Overall, I thought it was a super dope verses. I'm excited to see what Swizz and Timbaland has coming for us in the future. I know they put a list out, and I saw that Easter Sunday, they're going to have Osley Brothers versus Earth, Wind & Fire.
That's going to be big.
See, I know where to be for that one. I don't know how to do with that in school.
Yo, this might be a little bit before your time. It's before our time, too, but I'm definitely in the building with that. You know what I mean? I got my cup of cognac. Yo,
If you ever was a kid and you woke up, those were the songs that you heard while your mom's was cleaning up.
I'm about to be in the crib with a bro cleaning up.
You might have heard them at nighttime. You know what I mean? Between the sheets, you might have got to play at night. You know what I mean? But yo, that's going to be interesting. I know my mom's probably going to watch that joint. A lot of the older demographics going to watch it.
How you and think their Wi-Fi gonna be, bro?
I don't care. My mom's gonna be right there. Like, can you help me get this right? Cause I want to watch.
I don't mean them. Remember when Versus first started?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Now their Versus. I don't know. I don't know how that shit gonna be, because the last time we had an old head, their shit wasn't all the way right. You know what I mean? What was it? Gladys Knight versus Patti LaBelle.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
These is Jive Time 2 bands. Somebody gonna have their grandkids with them.
They gonna be playing
them.
Instruments and all type of stuff, bro. It's gonna be real.
Yeah, this shit's gonna be real. Yeah, they coming. They gonna have their shit together. I see this being big. Like, these are some of the acts, world acts. You know what I'm saying? These ain't just black acts. These ain't just Soul Train acts. Earth, Wind & Fire. Like, this is world acts.
Another joint that I saw on the list. See, and Terrell, you might be actually interested in this too. But 420, they have Method Man versus Redman. How y'all feel about that joint right now?
I want to see it.
Now, that's like, for all my smokers, all my potheads and all that, Method Man versus Redman on 420.
Who going?
Gotta go get an Odo and cookies, man.
Meth? Okay, who going to win? We got one for Meth.
Man. I'm with Red.
You with Red?
I'm with Red, man.
Two for Red, two for Meth.
Just initially, even though I got on a Tikal shirt,
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Who you got?
I don't know.
3-2 I'm with Meth.
Because I think it's going to come down to more than performing the records during it, the energy. Like, that's going to, because like the record.
Their energy together. So, okay, with what he just said about the Ghost and the Ray record, Ice Cream Together, he gave it to Ray because Ray rap first, whatever, that was his record. Who gets Rottweiler?
Or joints that they done together. Not just Rottweiler, but How High and other joints that they've done together.
How do you get at the Redman? Who gets that? Harder?
I'm breaking out
blood
verses,
and bone. Don't condone.
I'm breaking out
spend bank loans and home zones. Come on, bro. Like, Meth killed that shit too. No, that was their album.
That was the album together. That's what I'm saying. If they had to play joints that they both were on,
Rottweiler was a huge record.
It's all on who had the hottest verse. Like Rail said, it's all on who had the hottest verse.
It's gotta be, man. That's the only way to do that fair.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all I have for the week, man. What you have for, what else you had? Oh, Benny, we got to go. We still talking.
Yeah, I wasn't. I definitely wasn't going to let him get away with that.
I know my man.
I was not going to let you get away with that. You know what I mean? We was going to talk about that off screen as well. Benny's, The Plugs I Met To came out Friday.
I know you're excited, C. The most hardcore the Griselda fan in the world, my man Southside Seeds.
Yo, I fucks with the grind. I fucks with the lyrical content. I can hear the pain in Conway's voice. I know those records. I know those rappers. I never met these men before, but I know these guys. That's why I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. And The Plugs I Met Too, it was a great body of work. I feel like me as an artist, me as a lyricist, I'm always going to be able to commend Benny on what he does. But I just feel like there was a little bit of steam lost on these joints.
You know what I'm saying?
There was a little bit of steam lost on these
content. You fuck with Griselda?
Tanner talked to.
I do.
To this,
go ahead.
Just a little bit of steam loss.
From what I heard from
great records,
I heard. I'm gonna be honest, it was about 4 or 5 records in,
all features.
The last project, it spoke to me a little different.
His actual album debut versus
It's about like I remember we was out hustling. I ran that joint for like two weeks. Like that was the joint. It was like eight or nine joints up there. I'm running this one. I listened to it. It was playing in the car. Like. Certain lyrics stuck out, but nothing hit me the same way. I was like, oh, hold on, bro.
That's the one.
Okay. Yeah, you run that back.
I kind of got the same feeling that both of y'all got, man. By me listening to it, I automatically thought it was going to be super dope because Harry Fraud did all the beats. And I don't know if y'all know, but Harry Fraud been on the tear lately. He been giving everybody heat.
Okay.
So I automatically, just because him and Jim Jones' album is fire. We didn't talk about that last week, but Harry Fraud and Jimmy Jones' joints is fire. But, I don't know, man. I kind of expected more. I think I wanted more content from Benny at this point. We already know about the bricks and all that. You know, I think I want to know more about Benny the Butcher. And I didn't get that in this album.
He addressed that on a joint. And I mean, that's his lane. Just like I said, I kind of said earlier in conversation, like, Benny's one of those artists I really respect because he actually went from the streets to the booth immediately. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't respect the artists that come from not from the streets to the booth?
I mean, not so much because a lot of you niggas is lying.
Oh, man.
Why do you niggas just lying,
so look,
B?
So look.
Go ahead.
So look, to what you say about content, I feel like it's not even with the music with him. It's telling the story through visuals. Because his music always going to run a certain line because of what he's talking about. You know what I mean? Telling certain, I would say telling certain stories that are 100% relatable to who he is through videos and things like that. Or, you know what I mean, documenting his thought process and how he's talking, deal with whatever, probably be a little more helpful than trying to get him to do records. He may not have got there personally to get to talk to that. Mm-hmm. I feel like the same person that got the same issue is Nicki. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? With Nicki, she got the hit records, but you be looking for them. Who is Nicki?
Yeah.
Who is Nicki? What are you going through? Like, you just got married, had a baby. Yeah. Like,
people want personal records from artists nowadays. I think that they want to be in touch with, they want to have a relatable topic with the artist to say, yeah, I've been through that too, and this is why I like this artist.
I think the mystique of artists up here and people down here ain't what it is no more.
That's true.
Like, too. I want to see you out of eye. I want to know you human too.
And that's all social media, people. Social media
does play a big part in that scene, and I agree with you. But I think, like I said, the artists want to have some. I mean, the fan want to have somebody that's relatable. Like, these females bump the new joint, the Jasmine Sullivan record. They bump her whole album because they relate to a lot of the stories that she's telling in the joint.
Exactly.
And they want relatable music. Yeah, you rapping cool. Some bullshit. I never touched 36 bricks. I never had a 18 wheeler bring no kilos in for me.
Right,
I ain't.
Right,
I never was that.
People so, want relatable music.
I can vibe to it a little bit, but I can't. I mean, you give me a whole album of it for 3-4 albums. I'm like, all right, my nigga, give me something else.
All I'm saying about the social media is people want relatable music. We've always wanted relatable music, but when we was coming up, I wasn't worried about what Jay-Z was doing in Cancun. I wanted to know what record he was going to release.
It's because you didn't have access.
No, though. I did, though.
You know, I didn't care about none of that. I wanted the music because I was doing what I was doing when the music was on, to the music, writing what I was writing, living my life to this soundtrack of what he put out.
No.
I wasn't worried about what this nigga was doing
in
Jamaica.
That's not true. That's not true, see, because when Jay and Bleak and cats like that came out, we were living our lives through them because we were related to the shit they was going through. We was on the grind,
what
hustling.
Music about, but I wasn't worried about. You
know? But like, y'all gotta understand the time we in the time of the narrative. It's all about
everything's
how,
visual now.
It's about how you tell your story. Don't matter, like for a lot of people, don't matter if it's true or not. People attach to the lies that they tell themselves about what you tell them.
It's about how you tell your story. It's about how you tell your story.
Exactly. So you know, I don't know, man.
So, Mr. Terrell Online, Mr. Red Cup Gang, since you mentioned that and you said how you tell your story, how did you get into hip-hop itself, man? How did you become an MC and start this rap thing that you're doing now?
So funny. So, it started like this. I was in a technology class. They used to be on the table. I'm rapping, joking kids, just playing around. And then I ended up party promoter, and I think it was Mystique, back when Mystique was open.
Mm-hmm. Everybody
Gorilla Zoe was there that night. There was an artist that was supposed to perform, but he didn't. I haven't had a record, Freak You, that my boy Alex made. It was the only record I had, and I performed it. And DJ Philly was DJing that night. And like, I ain't know no better, so I just called all the females on stage. I didn't care who it was, whatever, whatever. And Philly was just like, yo, I think you should really do this. Mm. Like, I'd already been rapping before that, but like, it wasn't nothing serious. Like I said, I was frying kids.
Mm.
And then from there, it's just like, I was like, okay. I started playing around with songs. I've always been able to write.
Okay.
And then, like, I'm not going to lie to y'all, my first, I say, like, 150 songs. Man, I'm glad I never recorded them. But, but after a while, I figured out my strengths and just, you know what I mean, worked on those and tried to fill in spaces I wasn't good at.
Yeah. Why didn't you want to record any of those 150 songs?
Nah.
You were just finding yourself in the music?
Sometimes it's okay to throw things in the trash can.
Yes, definitely. I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
Because, like, I think at that point where I was at was, like, it was a mixture of me writing songs to try to match things on the radio to learn how to write.
Okay.
And then at the same time, I didn't understand who I was and what I was trying to say based on my situation. Mm. So anything that came out in that time, when I feel like wouldn't be 100% true to me. And then it was just misguided because it might have been me like, okay, I'm going to try to write a record for a T.I. because I'm trying to understand and learn song structure.
Mm.
So anything I might have wrote that week would have sounded like the T.I. record that I try to emulate the first time.
I definitely dig that. So
when you're in album mode, do you still listen to other artists or do you kind of zone out and just do the beats? What do you do when you're in album mode?
So like, okay, like me, I feel like when it comes to an album, is you got to have something to say. So when it's album mode, I tend to like write out subjects. You know what I mean? I get a title like the one that I was working on and we still currently work on. Everyone makes mistakes.
Mm.
And I just write out subjects, like things to myself, like forgiveness. I got a song called Friends or whatever that I wrote that was originally penned for that. But I'm talking about what friends means to me, and then also what it might mean to somebody else. And then I wrote a ballad backwards. And what I mean by that is, like, it's a song about, you know, friends don't mean nothing no more. You know what I mean? You know, we don't need too many friends. It always comes to an end. So basically me saying, like, friendships, they last and cherish the moments you got. But at the same time, like, understand, it's going to go this way. It always do. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
So,
but that's intriguing as fuck.
Yeah, I try to, you know what I mean, play with thoughts that people have a hard time explaining.
That's dope. That's dope. That's a crazy thought process, bro.
Yeah.
I respect honestly. That. Salute.
Yeah, like, your grind is crazy, man. We were talking about it before you got here and how much you've been working. I know when I met you at the radio station, this is back in, like, 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
Like, you was grinding then. And I had a red cup. You know what I mean? This is not your ordinary red cup. This is the official Red Cup Gang red cup.
Real thing this.
But I had one of these back then. And, you know, for you to still be grinding now with the same brand, how does it work for you to build your brand? You know what I mean? How is that? Like, give me some of the pros and cons, I guess, of building this brand, man.
Okay, cons, losing money.
Losing money.
And the only reason you lose money is you don't necessarily understand the process that you're trying to create. With any business, like music, whatever, like, I always tell people, find your money first. Me trying to figure out what process, how I wanted to go about it, was the hardest part. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's like, I buy stuff, like, you don't even understand how many cups I went through to get the right cup. You know what I mean? And then, or with the clothes, how many samples I had to send for, or, you know what I mean, with the CDs, how many I ended up giving away, you know what I mean, whatever. So it's just like, that's the cons. Why pros, to be honest with you, I've met some of the most interesting people you might have in my life. And I've got some of the craziest stories of, like, support, strangers doing things you'd never believe just out from 15-second conversations.
Give me one right now on the spot, one of the craziest stories.
All right, Mardi Gras, 2 years ago, the Mardi Gras right before the pandemic. I think it was like 7-8 o'clock. Me and my boys, we out there. One of my boys come up. Dude just gave us 200. He just gave 200. I said, a word. So we walk over there and kind of walk past the dude. He don't know we're getting ready to come. Here, bro, you can have mine too. He ended up giving me and, like, four of my other homies 1,200 each. You know what I mean? Still his car. And we talking about middle of Bourbon Street. 100,000 people here for Mardi Gras.
That's wicked.
Okay. So, you know what I mean? But it's one of them things. You playing numbers. You also playing probability. And then, you know, I don't really believe in luck, but right place, right time. So you're there. Like, because one thing I learned about value, like, a lot of times we take what we perceive as value. Like, $20 might be a lot to me, but he make $1 million a year. $20 ain't nothing to him. So if you say 20, he going to look at you like, you could have got $200 out of me. You could have got $1,000 out of me. So, you know what I mean? I just try to deep listen and pay attention to what I'm doing. And, you know, a lot of times you see it. Somebody give you 100, 2 seconds, hey, they'll give you 1,000.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. And that coincide with the post I just saw on you today, bro. Like, all of those people on that boardwalk, they was happy to do business with you. Like, they all seemed happy. They stayed around to take pictures with your merch. Like, that's crazy for me. Like, that's impactful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because I focus on value. Like in every sale or every interaction, it's not about me. Like, it's about where you from, what you going through, what you dealing with. Because at the end of the day, like, all I really got to say is I'm an artist. I make music. You got to go listen to it and indulge it and apply it to your life outside of me. In the moment, all you care about is what you got going on in your life. I'm taking some of your time, so I got to make myself valuable.
That's dope. Simple record is crazy, my guy.
I appreciate it.
I want to talk about that. That's your new single.
It's the new single.
It's called Simple. It's actually getting spins out here in the 757.
Yes, it is. Yes,
shout
it
to
is.
DJ Jack of Spade. Shout out to Hot 91, 103 Jams. A couple radio stations here are playing it. And what made you come up with the title to that? And even, like, it's swaggy. Like, we heard it earlier.
It's
awesome. It was like,
I like
okay.
the record. I like the record a lot.
To be honest, I freestyled the whole record.
What?
And what I mean by that, it was like, I did the punching thing, but it was like, I think I did 12 bars. Like, that's why it's like no real hook. I come back to the simple. Yeah. That's where you can tell I punched and it was like simple. But, like, that's really, like, that record is kind of, like, me in a nutshell. As soon as things get complicated, I know it's time for me to go. You know what I mean? It's parts in the record where I'm, like, businessman, you can't rape me. You know what I mean? Money printing, homie, you can't make me. Because with me and money, my relationship is different than most people's because I understand it's printed every day. It's not a scarcity. Mm-hmm. Most people treat it like a scarcity. You bring value, money gonna come. You know what I mean? And then, you know me doing business. Like, I've been broke before. I mean, homeless, sleeping in my car. I've been there. I have money. So ain't no contract about to come across no desk. And oh my gosh. Because I understand, like, if you're going to give me, let's say you try to give me 10, you really think I'm worth 100. You know what I mean? And I understand that because, like, same way when I go out and I'm dealing with people in sales, the person that give you 10, they're not saying I only had $10. Mm-hmm. They might feel 10 is the only thing they can spare. They really sitting on 1,000. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like understanding, like, when somebody, like, it'd be funny if people be like, yeah, I got 5 for you. Could you do 10? It'll make my day. I know they got 10. Because if you really feel like, if you even feel like giving me any money, whatever value you say, you really feel like it's more valuable than what it is. Mm-hmm. You just offering an amount that you feel is fair, or you lowballing me because you trying to get it for value. For value.
Something you don't care about giving away. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I dig that.
You know what I mean? But once you understand that somebody will lowball you, if you don't say, nah, bro, let me get 10. I know you got it, bro. You look rich. Don't look rich, man. Look at your sneakers. Start hitting on that pain point. It's like, bro, you look nice, man. Come on, bro.
That's the hustle you got, though, from being out there in California. And just like I said, from the hustling of the merch and the red cups and the accessories. And the music intertwined with all of that. Because when I first met you, that's what it was. It was like, y'all gonna do this music, but yo, take this red cup too, because I know y'all be getting fucked up. And you know what I mean? Like, so yeah. How is it as an indie artist to continue this grind? And let's say, I'll say, how hard is it as an indie artist to continue to, like, pump this new single that's out right now and to, like you said, hit the ground running, do 2-3 interviews. We like your third interview tonight, right?
That's big, yeah, yo. That's respect.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, respect. Right. So to be honest with everything, my life, I don't got no stress, bro. Only battles I'm fighting every day is my mind to go out here and get whatever. That's it. Cause like I said, like the simple record. You bring any stress to my life, I ain't got to deal with you no more. I can go down the street. I can go around the corner. I can move out of state. I ain't got to deal with you. Like, I'm after what I got to do for the people that I work with, the people that I care about. So it's like, I just keep it like that. Like, I think it was the book called For the Four Agreements that really simplified all that to me. Because, like, one thing I realized about people, if you want to do something, you're going to do it. It don't matter what it is. So when people say, I don't show up because of this, or I had this going on, if you really wanted to do it, you go do it. Perfect example. Dude got to go big, get his business license or borrow money to go see a chick out of state. Your college friend to borrow money, go chick out of state. He ain't going to get no bus money to go get his business license.
That's crazy, yo. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Think about it, people. Yeah. Drop gems in here. Yeah. Real gems.
That's my man. So as you was grinding, man, like I said, from me meeting you at the radio station and all that, how'd you get hooked up with Batman and Dark Knight ENT? And how did his relationship with you further your shit?
So this is our second go around. Our first go around about 10 years ago, it same results, man. Batman, he a workhorse. I'm a workhorse. I don't really like taking no for an answer. I don't care if you get mad, just like me, whatever. He don't want to come in the back end, yo, rev. We got to keep the relationship because I'm.
Yo, he's diplomatic for sure.
Exactly.
He wants
exactly.
to keep relationships on all ends.
I'm the one. Yo, where you stay at? I'm gonna call. Yeah, yo, I need you to come check this out. Just because I know at the end of the day, like the fact that I'm urgent, get your attention, and then I need you to understand. Like, I care about you, how you feel, but I really don't care about how you feel at the end of the day. Because if I don't get this done, you ain't gonna care about it. But the people that it affects. You know what I mean? Or more important than how you feel about whatever just happened. I'll give you 30 minutes, you let it go.
So this is your second go around. What happened the first go around, you said?
The first go around, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I was young. I wasn't ready to be a leader. I didn't understand what leadership was. I ain't had my vision together. It was me not being prepared. So coming back around, like, going through what I've been through, like, a combination of my experiences and then the fact that I understand, like, I listen to a lot of audiobooks because I'm going to be honest with you. My reading comprehension is horrible. You know what I mean? But I understand, like, I learn from conversation. You know what I mean? So I listen to audiobooks when I'm in the gym, when I'm driving most of the time. Like, when I'm by myself, it's my car at university, bro. Trying to pick up new thoughts, new things, because the better I get, with that, the better I can get with my team. Yo, maybe we should try this or think about this. And then it also makes me aware that how people on my team operate or what might I get more in tune to what might be going on because the thought in the book opened me up to something totally different. So.
It's grown man shit.
Yeah, that's actually very interesting.
Go read, my guys.
That's interesting.
And my ladies, go read something.
Now, real shit, though. So as an artist now, what would you say is the breakthrough point for you? What was the moment when you was like, hey, this Red Cup thing is winning and I'm going to stick with this. I'm stick with Batman. Like, I got a winning formula here. What was that point for you?
So, like, the Red Cup thing, as soon as it clicked, like, 10 years ago and it became a whole trendy topic thing, it ain't go nowhere. It was just periods of me trying to, I had to restructure business or I had to figure my personal life out and I couldn't deal with it. But, like, locking back in with Batman, I had called Batman once. Was like, yo, I want to go on tour. And then he ain't hear from me for like 2.5-3 months because I was still trying to get my situation together. But like, I watch a lot, bro. I sit back and I watch the situation. Because one thing I learned, like, when you're dealing with people, like, Batman excluding us because I've known him for 10 years. Like, for instance, you start something new. If you're not still doing the same thing in 90 days, you're not serious about it. Because it take more than 90 days to build anything.
Facts.
So I really sit before I reach out to try to connect with somebody to put something together. I got to make sure you serious about whatever you doing, because if I present something to you and you a 3-day-a-week nigga, it ain't going to work, because I'm going to get frustrated, I'm going to get mad, and you're going to get mad at me because I'm going to call you every day like, yo, come on.
Nah, real shit. You right. Everybody got to work.
That's business-minded, though.
Man. Everybody got to put the work in.
That's a fact.
Hey, man, I've been broke. That shit suck. It's easy, though. But it suck.
Mr. Batman, Dark Knight ENT. What made you want to stick with Rel Online, man? You see he has something going for himself. So I want to see what kind of insight you got as far as Rel Online, man, as an artist. Because I know you see a lot come and go, a lot to say they're serious about it. But this man's actually putting in a lot of work, man. So what's your insight on that? Right.
He's actually getting booked, and you've seen it. He's getting booked in state and out of state for paid gigs back then.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that was hard. That's impossible for a Virginia artist 10 years ago to even do.
Okay.
So imagine us get to that point, and then it's like, you know.
He kind of bailing. Yeah, I get it.
I'm like, bro, like, you don't understand how hard this was, right? And how close he was. That's how I was like, because I believe him. That's my brother.
Yeah.
It was bad, man.
No, I get
but y'all back together now, and that shit don't mean nothing because you booming now. You know what I mean?
We came back together, we had a conversation. Like, you know, he manned up, he was honest, he apologized. You know what I'm saying? But it was both of us. So he apologized, but, you know, I let him know how I felt, and we reconciled.
That's dope.
But he was, you know, to his credit, he was honest, but he was smart with it. Like, he wanted to make sure that we had any kind of friendship first. You know, so as much as people say, you know, it's business never personal, that's not the fucking thing. Everybody makes every decision in entertainment or business. It's based off of some kind of emotion.
Okay.
But you're not going to care.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, I only go so hard for him because I care about him.
Right.
You feel me? So, the relationship was intact. Then he slowly, to his credit, he's smart. He's agreed, right? He slowly started, like, trickling in, like, all right, bro. Like, he already knew. He don't want me to be a client anymore, whatever. Let me, like, yo, I'm going to pay you to do a marketing plan. Just the marketing plan. I'm like, all right, cool. We agreed on the price. We'll do the marketing plan, right?
You breaking down my strategy.
You breaking his strategy down. You giving up too many jewels.
You know what I'm saying? So he like trickling. Then by the time I look up, he a full time client. I mean, ain't like he paying. You know what I'm saying? But it's like he know money don't move me.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make sure he was evolving as a person.
Yeah, the work. Sure. You got to see the work.
The work ethic. But his work ethic was amazing. Because anybody, and y'all heard what he said, he was homeless in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who goes from I lost everything. I was dig myself out of the hole. Now I'm like fully sustained off the music. Has to be a part of myself.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely give a round of applause for that, man. That's what it is, man.
Yeah, we went on tour like 3 weeks later.
Right, that's why I wanted to get to his insight, because that's gonna lead me right into the tour. How is it that y'all were able to not only pull off this tour in the pandemic, but have a successful tour in the pandemic and be able to build your brand even bigger, man? Like, how was that?
So the planning of the tour was the biggest thing. I'm gonna be real with y'all. Once we picked the cities, I didn't know what we was about to get into. So my first instinct was like, cause like this was really like our first trip as a team. I've been with Batman before, meeting everybody else. I'm like, okay, so what do I gotta do to make sure everybody know I'm serious and we about to? As soon as we got to the first gas station, I'm stopping people here. Yo, let me sign that for you. Is the tip okay? I don't care. And I'm making money as we starting to move.
Okay.
Before we even finish gassing up the first time. So we get to the first city. They looking at me crazy. 30 minutes later, I got $300+. It's nobody else. I'm walking up on people. Dude eating lunch. Hey, what's up, man? This is me. We on tour. Let me sign that for you real quick. Is donation okay? Yeah, we try to get 20. You know what I mean? Whatever. And just because I knew, like, one, everybody except Batman is kind of the first trip, and nobody really had seen what I do back on the West Coast. They they know I'm skilled in it, and I can explain it and teach it. But until you see it firsthand, you think I'm crazy. You like, strangers ain't giving you this and giving you... Nah, bro.
But the grind is real.
Exactly. And I mean,
super real.
A lot of these conversations, 15 seconds, bro. Like, hey, where you from? Da-da-da-da-da. Cool, is tip okay? I'm out. Next person I see. So, you know what I mean? Just creating that energy when we first got on it. And then from there, like, yo, I got a great team, bro. They jumping in front of me here. I'm like, okay,
definitely got a great team.
You know what I mean? So, it worked out great. And we all, like, communication was the biggest. We all went over, like, what exactly we going to be doing on the tour, who going to be doing what, who in front of what. And just, we decided to record every stop. We had a in-studio set up, like, in the hotel set up, and we go to studios in some cities. So, it was just being about work and trying to create as much content and as much, like, movement as possible.
That's dope, man.
What would you say is, like, she's like, it's dope, man.
Nah, me, I'm soaking this up. Like, I'm learning a lot right now. Me being not even so much a new artist, but an aspiring artist and getting back into music and actually creating, like... I'm gonna be honest. What you're saying to me is so intriguing, but it's scary too. Cause not only do I got a home life, I got kids, I got other things I gotta provide for, and that sounds like a lot of time that you need to make your dream happen.
You gotta put the work in.
Yeah.
So that's a big point I'd be reminding people. All these A&Rs, these execs, these people in these top positions, they weren't doing anything either last year. They didn't adjust, right? And he's supposed to be the smartest minds in the game. So part of this was understanding that he can't actually perform, right? There's no way to do it. So we had to adjust with our objectives. So the objective became, okay, this is now promotional. So we can't do anything later. So it became creating content, whether it be music videos, but it was also making sure that we met the right people in each city to make sure we planted a flag in each city so the next time we go, it'll grow a little bit more. It also, secretly, right, was to get my team prepared for the things we're going to have to do in the future.
Right.
So I made myself the tour manager, but Dev was a co-role manager for Terrell.
She the MVP, bro.
Shout out to the MVP, Dez.
Okay.
Because I know, right, that they have the potential to be great in anything that they can do. But you're not always going to get the opportunity to stay up to date. But because of my team, I'm going to make sure I put you in a position every time. I knew current players were capable, so they just became the co-managers for the tour.
Shout out to Trez.
Trez in the building.
Red Cup game.
That man rap.
Let me get some bars again.
He rap.
Yeah.
So once we get through with his cycle, we're going right to Trez.
Trez, get your swimming trunks. Get your shit ready, you know what I mean?
So it was important to us to make sure that not only did we move the ball forward for Pharrell, but get our team prepared, but also, you know, proof of concept, making sure that everybody understood. When everybody else was scared to move, we weren't. We didn't panic, we didn't scramble. We sat down, we came up with a plan, logistically figured it out, and we went and did it.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about it when you
I follow
once
you
guest
Instagram.
On our joint.
I followed you on Instagram. I was excited. Yeah. That shit was exciting. You know what I mean?
By the way, Truth of Power, he financed the entire tour. So when he's saying, you know, he's a completely independent artist and self-sufficient, that grind is real.
That's real indie artists. Listen, that's real
big.
Independent
that's
artists
big.
For y'all
team.
Artists out here that's saying y'all a boss, but y'all not paying for y'all own tours. Y'all not putting the legwork in. You are not a boss, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, that's outside of work ethic and all that. That's financial literacy, bro. Yeah. Like understand, you pay yourself first always. If you don't pay yourself first, you ain't gonna have no money for yourself later. Mm-hmm. So like me, out of all the money made for the business, I live probably off of 10% of income. You know what I mean? Like, and what I mean by that, certain business expenses go into the business. But for the most part, bro, I don't do the whole luxury thing. I'm not there yet. I'd rather buy clothes and make sure everybody around me clothes. That's all I wear is my stuff.
Yo, I need some Red Cup, too.
Yes, we definitely need merch.
That was my fault. That was my fault because I should have called
Batman.
Okay,
you fucked up then.
I should have called Batman ahead of time. Like, yo, we need merch. Bring some merch to the joint. I want a couple.
And get your Red
merch. I went
merch
to the website.
Your Red Cup merch goes and tell them where they can get their stuff at, bro.
RedCupGang.com.
RedCupGang.com.
Bang, bang.
Yeah,
it's
we
just
in
that
there.
Simple, bro. I promise you.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I went to the RedCupGang.com website. I saw a couple, you know, sweatshirts. I saw the you know, the hoodies.
He want the agave.
I want the agave joint. You know what I mean? I like flavors, man. You know, I come through with a little bit of sauce and spice.
I like dope merch, and I like to support people that I fucks with. That's what I'm with. You know what I mean?
I'm with all of that, man.
Yeah, that's
real thing.
I haven't seen that Red Cup shirt yet. What's that? That's a new joint.
Yeah, on the back of
We Hang, We Don't Bang, Red Cup Gang.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, stop playing. I need that.
That's hard.
Man, I might have one.
Is that mustard?
Yeah.
Is that mustard?
That's,
I like the mustard joint.
That was inspired by McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's,
like
that's
that.
A honey mustard joint right there. I need... Yeah, I'm medium, by the way. We wear the same size.
Small.
I might have one.
No, small. That jacket look like my... That like
it's
my.
Small.
Oh, okay, nah, I don't wear no small.
Small.
I wear medium. I've been hitting the weights.
Get them in a small.
I've been hitting
the
weights. I've been hitting the weights. I'm in a full medium now, you know what I mean? No mediums.
Small.
I'm in a medium right now. Nah,
that's what's up, though.
No way.
Him,
I'm
not me.
No,
I'm definitely not a small. He's a small.
I'm not no small either.
I understand he wears small, but he need the length at the bottom. That's why I be a medium.
Man, I be flexing, man. Don't let Southside C's tell y'all no lies, okay? Y'all can't see it. I can't even see it. I got these sunglasses on, but I'm flexing you. What's up?
Oh, man.
No, man, but screaming, we got anything from the crowd, man? Anybody want to? Oh, yeah, everybody shouting out and everything. Make sure y'all call up. You can call up to the Diz What It Is podcast at 757-524-2998.
That's what I was going to say.
You could call. No, you still ain't got the number. It's
That's
been 5 weeks. My brother still don't got the number
say.
Memorized.
524-2998.
He got it. 524-2998. Got
in,
it.
Come in.
Got it.
Finaki.
Oh, man.
He just been here. He been here 30 minutes. He already got the shit memorized.
I
see,
got
man,
it.
Not
I like that. 524-2998.
There we
got
go.
It.
There we go. 757-524-2998. You can always call up, give your insight. You can always ask questions to our guests or me or Southside C's, even though, you know, we might not have shit to say today.
So check.
What you got,
something that we always do before we get off air. Is we give our flowers to people that's living, dead, that didn't get, or we personally feel didn't get their recognition that they needed during their time or ever. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give the floor to you. Who you going to give your flowers to this week, bro?
This week, we give our flowers to.
Man.
It could be anybody.
Anybody.
I'm going to tell you why it's difficult to me, because I listen to like a lot of different thinkers. Mm-hmm. I would say it's this dude named David Goggins. He just super like athlete dude. Navy SEAL, exactly. And you know what I mean? I just got his book, Can't Hurt Me. It talks about how he ran a triathlon. I think he like ruptured his kidneys, his feet bleeding out. He did this in 24 hours. But the book is more about like the mental blockages he had to break. And I feel like at times, like, that's what we all fight with. Because understanding your own mind and understanding yourself is the only battle you really have. Because, you know what I mean? So, like, just what he speaks to, that, I feel like a lot of people know about him, but, like, down, like, the way he breaks it down, just the thoughts and the way he went about it and got through it, like, it's a lot of things that I've been able to, like, write down and then apply. And then I slowly see the changes. So, like, yeah, David Goggins.
Okay. You know, shout out to him, man.
Shout out to David Goggins. That's good.
Southside Seas, man. Who you giving your flowers to this week, kid?
I'm giving my flowers to me this week.
That shit don't count.
Why? I feel like me personally, I'm an underrated artist. People don't have the I guess what I consider to be the attentiveness when I tell you I got a new record on. This is for everybody that played my record for last night that really wasn't paying attention.
Nah, let this record go.
B, if you not with me, if you not with me on the way up, my shit is popping, I'm going to look at you crazy. So flowers to Southside Seas this week.
See.
Bing, bing.
Shut up. You going to let it go, no, man. Look, man, I love you, man. I'm glad that you finally got a record done. That's fire. Yeah, this is my man. Shout out to MCM Sound, you know what I mean?
He does our sound every week.
Yeah, he knows everybody, by the way. As soon as you start talking about a dude, he was like, David Goggins, Navy SEAL?
Yeah.
No. This guy, he knows everybody.
Me and him used to sit on the campus and blow ounces.
Yeah. I never knew him for a smoke.
Yeah, you went to college with a lot of motherfuckers. That's crazy.
It was crazy thing. I didn't even go to college.
He didn't.
I went in college.
I was just out there.
No, I would see him in the yard. I'd be like, yo, what up, bro? He'd be like, yeah, I'm chilling. But he never went to class, though.
Yeah,
real never went to class.
Yeah. Everybody knew
him. He'd be at the radio station kicking it. Everybody knew him, but real never went to class.
That's crazy.
Yeah, real never went to class. He was just on campus with us. I want to give my flowers this week to, I know I want to keep it in the realm of, this is Women's History Month. You know, I've been trying to give my flowers to women all month. So this week I'm going to give my flowers to somebody I know personally. Her name is Nakia Reed. She's a female firefighter right here in the 757. She's one of my homegirls. She's one of my really close friends. A great person all the way around, man. But I want to give her flowers because she's been working super hard. She was actually going to be a guest on the show next week to cap off the Women's Month joint for us. But she's working a 24-hour shift, doing the paramedic thing, doing the firefighter thing, and it's not too many women firefighters, let alone black women firefighters.
That's
so I want to give
salute,
her a shout out to Kia.
Salute, sis.
Yeah, Miss Exclusive on IG. I'm pretty sure some of y'all know her. She from out the way, you know. People's.
Salute to her personally because most women that take that firefighter's test can't pull up their body weight, and if you did that, you'll dump a nigga on their head. Salute.
No, she'll fuck you up, see. You know what I mean?
Me too. Why I gotta be me though?
Cause you the tough guy of the crew, man.
I'm not
crew.
Fucking with no firefighters, males or females.
Yo, she will German suplex you right on your neck. You'll be done. I know I'll catch one too. I'm a little body. I'm still in the schmedium. You know what I mean? I don't want no smoke.
Yeah, me neither, bro.
Screaming, what we got, man? That was it for us. That was it. We had 3 minutes, 2 minutes. Damn, we had a really good conversation.
No, that's dope.
I didn't even get to all the shit I wanted to ask you, man. But it's all good. You know what I mean? I'm glad you came. I know it's like a lot for you because it's like our third interview of the day.
I'm just glad you came in here with the energy, my guy.
You did, man. I'm glad. So what we gonna do? We got some champagne, see?
Yeah, we got champagne.
We got Patron and shit.
Yeah, we got.
Can we
Patron,
put some in the official red cups?
Let's
turn up.
Okay.
We're not talking about that shit, man. He's married, man.
Listen.
I want to say, when we in LA next year, I'm going to be on my longboard, bro, and I'm coming to buy shirts on the boardwalk.
Can I get some insights into the situation? We talking about Quavo and them?
No.
I'm saying they were.
Shout out to Quavo. City Boy's up 300 right. points, baby. City Boy with it. Hey. All right. So, yeah, I want to, before we dip, though, because MCM Sound, he's been bugging bugging me to speak about this.
Nigga,
he's like, nah, fuck that. He's talking about the dude Derrick Jackson. Before he go, Derrick Jackson is
super
like,
sucker Jackson.
Nah, he's like a guy that's on Facebook, Instagram. He does a lot of motivational speeches for women, but he be dogging men in his speeches. He be like, "Yeah, girl, you don't need him. If he all he doing is this, then the third, and you can do better without him." Yeah, he does.
He be doing that though.
He does, kind of, sort of. But he's Matt Diesel.
You a sucker, G.
But he's Matt Diesel, so it's kind of like, yo, you don't need him. You need somebody like me, for real. But whatever.
So,
he's pulling up. So anyway, he got caught cheating. That was the point of that. He did all that simping for women. He got caught cheating. So shout out to simps like him.
I say it like this. People tend to do that.
Turn it sideways.
Tend to have the most demons. So you know what I mean.
You're right. That's why you don't get on the joint and talk shit to people on social media. As you can see, we pouring champagne in the official
Red Cup gang.
All right. So shout out to the official Red Cup gang and everybody in the Red Cup gang that came through tonight and show love.
Yeah,
shout out to my man Dark Knight ENT.
You part of the gang too? Now?
Yeah, I've been part of the gang.
Yo, they moving like the New Zamunda.
It's the This What It Is podcast, man. This is episode 43. Yeah, we rolling too, man. Look out for the giveaway on episode 50. Look out for the giveaway. Make sure you go to anchor.fm/thiswhatitis. Subscribe. It's only $1 a month. I know y'all ain't broke. I got y'all stimmies and shit.
Yeah, yo, spend a buck with us, man. Especially y'all got all these stimmies out here.
Stimmies,
I heard y'all niggas shooting dice and shit. Yo, spend a buck with us, man.
Yeah, don't buy the lobster and the crabs this week.
Yeah, man, fuck that.
Spend $1. Subscribe.
Ain't even on sale at Kroger anyway. Spend a buck with us, man.
So yeah, run that, man. We out of here. Catch us next week live on Facebook every Sunday 8:00. Yeah. Salute. Red Cup gang. Shout out to my man Terrell online for coming through.
Thank
Southside Seas
in the building.
In the world. This is what it is. And yeah.